Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So what do you ask? I don't understand. Like, you don't want me to make mistakes? I'll try that. I'll try that. Next year, I'll try to make no mistakes at all. Maybe next year you're going to say, hey, we're having Chris on our lineup. He doesn't do anything offensively, so now you're going to rip me apart because I don't produce anything. So, you know, like, I totally assume sometimes I make mistakes.
A very defensive Chris Letang on locker cleanout day. Frankly, I wish he was a little bit more defensive on the ice during the Islanders series, but that's just me. Bob Airy, time for Bob's Breakdown, brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions. He's joined us through the stretch run, and unfortunately, we're going to wrap up the season with Bob today. Bob, what do you do when a season ends? You decompress a little bit, take some vacation maybe, hit the golf course. Take us through Bob Airy once a Penguin season ends.
Well, you get to stick around and do a little gardening. I like doing that. Mm. But, you know, you got to make sure the mulch is looking good and do a couple of dinners. And yeah, definitely have a couple nights out with some people you don't really get to see during the year, including your wife, because you're traveling so much. So a little downtime, a little relaxation, and then just ponder what the next day will bring.
Mm. Well, that sounds really relaxing, but I imagine you don't want to have those start in mid-April.
No, I'm not too happy about that. I'm going to go work a little up in TSN in Toronto, work the World Championships. I just heard today that Sidney Crosby was not going to join Team Canada. That did not surprise me, but Malkin may play for the Russians, and I'm excited to do that.
Bob, let's go back to what Letang did in this series and then said afterwards, was defiant about changing his game for next year based on how the playoffs went. Didn't seem to take a lot of accountability or responsibility for the way he performed in this playoff series. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think Chris has been the same way since he came in. He's a guy that is super talented, and he's a guy that tries to push it from the backside. And when the Penguins are looking for an answer and looking for offense, Chris Letang's the guy that can provide it from that backside. I think sometimes, I think I've talked to you guys about this, he just tries to do too much sometimes, and it's hard to go through five guys. Nobody can do it at this level. And for Chris Letang, when his team, unfortunately, his team was up in the last game, game four, but a lot of times he uses that offense and his abilities to try to get his team back in the hockey game. And sometimes less is more. And for Chris, he was on the ice for a big goal there in game four, and he was on the ice last year against the Washington Capitals. Nobody, he's not happy, and I don't blame him for not being happy. And he'll look at the videos. He knows how to play the game. I remember at Christmas time we were talking about him. I certainly was, as being a Norris Trophy candidate, maybe the front runner. Really loved his hockey game, and I don't think you can get too it wasn't a great play. I don't think he made in the last hockey game. And if he had it over again, he would have taken a back step and maybe not gone in offensively there. But listen, he had a tremendous year. He's a tremendous talent. And I think he's a big part of this hockey team moving forward.
We do see, though, with him, Bibbs, this sort of thing crop up. Like, no one has to diagnose a bunch of different problems with his game. If things are going bad, it's usually over-aggressiveness. What does it say about him that we could have said this for the last probably decade, really, since he came into the league? Like, at 32 years old, he's not really a different player in any way, good or bad, than he was when he came in. He's obviously polished his game some, but the major mistakes are still the same.
Well, once again, if you look at nobody's perfect in the game, number one. I like his game, and a lot of times he can get back with his speed and his abilities to do that. You know, I didn't think you got a lot of help from the backside. You know, a team works together, works in unison, and a lot of times you take a quick peek and you you hope to see a guy over for Chris Letang. He takes a peek to his left, hopes to see a guy coming back so that he can move in and make a play on the wall. And a lot of times that player doesn't always do what Chris Letang's expecting him to do. And that's how a team works together. That's team unity. That's a team being on the same page. That's some of what Jim Rutherford talked about, I think, in his press conference even yesterday. So you know, it's just one of those things. He's not the only guy that does it. I can go down to the history of hockey, and I can look at Paul Coffey. I can look at Carlson in San Jose. A lot of these players that, you know, they take some chances sometimes. And, you know, that one didn't work for Chris Letang, but he does have three cups as well, and not many people have that.
Bob Airy joining us here, as he does on Fridays. You alluded to those Jim Rutherford comments. I want to play this for you and then get your reaction to it, Bob.
In those years you're referring to that we won, we were a team. We were a very tight-knit team. And I didn't see that this year, almost from day one. I didn't see a point where our guys came together as a team. And I wonder if it's because there's too many guys content with where they're at in their careers after winning a couple of Stanley Cups. Is that a signal where some of that has to be changed, where you got that eagerness again? There's a bunch of things that were different between the Islanders and the Penguins, and the reason, or the Islanders won four straight. They played the right way, and they were eager to win. They were determined, and the Penguins weren't.
Jim Rutherford. Bob, if you are one of the veterans in that dressing room with multiple Stanley Cups, how would those comments hit you?
Well, they're never, you know, sometimes honesty is a tough pill to swallow, isn't it? And you don't want to hear it. But the other team was more eager. I mean, you know, they were. I mean, it was, you could just go look at the ice. They were better in the big moments. They were more eager to win. They really wanted to knock down the slay the dragon, if you will, in the Pittsburgh Penguins. They finished with more points than the Penguins in the regular season, and a lot of people kind of counted them out. I mean, some people said the Islanders would get through, but not a lot. Most everybody I talked to, probably 90%, Penguins are going to win it in five, maybe six. So, you know, they use those comments to be victorious, the Islanders. And the Penguins, they should use the same comments from their general manager, Jim Rutherford. He speaks the truth. I think what he said there was perfectly fine. Do I like it? No. Do I like losing 4-0? No, I don't like losing that. I'm sure the Penguins don't like losing 4-0 either. Obviously, the other team was better as a team. They played better as a team, and they were more eager. And the proof is in the pudding.
Talking with Bob Airy, who's concerned, unfortunately, at this point with mulch, things of that nature, much earlier than normal here on the PM team. Do you think Jim Rutherford's speaking the truth when he said yesterday that this is the best defense core that this team has had since he has been the general manager?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think he's happy with his core, that he has got an offensive guy and kind of a defensive guy with a little bit of grit on every pair. And, you know, I agree with him that it's a good pair. It's a good defense core. But, you know, I like Daly. I like Hainsey. I like that veteran. I like the eagerness that they had. Hainsey played, what, he played over 900 games. It didn't get to a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
In his career, Ron Hainsey, again, a big, what was he, plus 30 this year for the Leafs? And he was great for the Penguins. And Daly was fantastic. And that team, you know, when Daly went down and he had his injuries and a family member passed away, you know, that was part of that team unity. And the Penguins really did have it that year. You know, they had a nice blend of eager young players that were brought up into the from the system, and they had some older players that were chomping at the bit, looking to win cups, and then looking to go back to back like the 91 and 92 team did, and put themselves into history. So, a lot of those things are true, and you know, I like that defensive core because I like Haynes' long length. I like the way that he was a veteran player. I think Pedersen can be that kind of guy one day. I don't know if he's. Well, I definitely know he's not there right now. He certainly wasn't. He's a good player, but he wasn't like Ron Hainsey was for the Penguins in that playoff year. And they had some speed on the backside with Daly, that guys that could move the puck. And you know, Jim Rutherford did a good job, I thought, that year, bringing in a lot of extra bodies on the blue line, just like he did this year. I like
I like Yusso Riikola. I think that's a guy that could be a useful hockey player for this Penguin hockey team. He's a young guy that's got talent and speed. Unfortunately, he went down, played three games in Wilkes-Barre, and got banged up a little bit. Kind of a forgotten name there, guys.
Yeah.
But a guy that that could fill a spot.
But Phil Kessel, it might have just been a slip-up. You know, maybe nothing to overanalyze, but he talked a little bit in the past tense yesterday about his time in Pittsburgh. And I just, you know, as someone that can relate to a current player as a former player, if you could put yourself in his shoes, how would you feel about your situation with this team? Would you feel like you would, I don't know, you might want a fresh start or a next chapter somewhere else? Like, what are your thoughts on Kessel's future with the Penguins?
Well, I'd like to see him be a big part of this team again. I mean, this guy has led the Penguins each of the last couple of years on the power play. Has brought two cups to Pittsburgh, who, in my opinion, was one of the better players in the playoffs for Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like the way he came out in the first couple of games. I thought he looked dangerous. And I mean, he got robbed by in game four there by a defenseman's leg. You know, and he hit a goalpost in another game on a tough angle that, yeah, of course you'd want to put in the net, but it's not that easy. It looks easy when you're looking at tape, but when you're down there, trust me, it's not that easy. And he hit the goalpost, but he looked dangerous out there. He was one of the best skaters with the puck. He was one of the most dangerous players. So, you know, I don't think he worries about it too much. That's the great thing about Phil. You know, anything he hears from around Pittsburgh, he's heard way worse in Toronto. Where he's been right in the front page of you know, the Hockey Hall of Fame is, and where he may go someday. I think he's going to go there, no question about it. And you guys are so durable, and he's got the cups, and he can still play in his 30s. So, you know, he's pretty good at just not letting these things really look like they bother him, guys. But he wants to be. Trust me, he's being pushed by Sidney Crosby and players in this organization. He pushes himself to be a better hockey player and to continue doing his things into his 30s. So I want him to be a part of the team. I think he definitely wants to be a part of the team, and the players just love him. You want to talk about team unity? He's a guy that keeps the team together. He really is. He's one of those glue guys. I see it. I'm traveling on planes, and I know how much he means to the guys.
Bob, do you think, because when this team won it in 2016, they were – largely very, I would call them dominant for the most part in that run. They were a puck possession, north-south speed team. The next year, with Letang being out, they win it again. They still have a lot of depth on the blue line. The goaltending was spectacular, but they were still a fast, speed-oriented team. Do you feel like this team this year had or still has a defined identity? Are they still a speed hockey team?
Well, I think they want to play fast. They didn't play fast this year. I think they did lose their identity along the way with some of the bodies coming in and coming out. And you do when you're getting older, and you do. Sometimes you don't look as quick when other teams have a game plan to go against you, and other teams are getting faster. They're playing a fast game. You know, if you talk to Mike Sullivan, it's not so much the skating that makes you look fast or slow sometimes. It's where you put pucks, you know. Are you putting them in right areas? Are you coming up together so you can make that quick little pass and continue moving up the ice? Are you dumping it behind the D so that you can keep going and they can't interfere with you? I don't think they always did that. So sometimes you look slow when you're trying to carry the puck across the line by yourself and somebody picks your pocket. When you don't put it in the right spots and go after it, or you go don't throw it, you know, like Wilson can look fast when he chips it and goes around a player and bangs a defenseman. So, you know, you got to play the right way to play fast. You know, I didn't see a lot of those flip plays. I thought that the Penguins might utilize that, you know, their little area, launch it in the air, in the atmosphere, and chase it down. I never saw a lot of that from them to try to get through the New York Islanders. And I just thought at times they were just accepting of the defense that the Islanders were providing. Listen, you had to be so patient there. The Penguins weren't patient enough to win 2-1 hockey games like they were against Nashville. They went in there. They didn't, you know, when they played against the Nashville Predators, they didn't give up a goal to Nashville in the last couple of hockey games of that Stanley Cup final. That's what you got to do. You got to be the team that's hard to play against. And the Penguins, quite frankly, they didn't want to invest the time and the effort to be that hard to play against. And consequently, they're out of the playoffs right now. you know, when they did and they were trying to get into the playoffs at the end of the year when Letang and Dumoulin went hurt, they paid a price. You're darn. They played paid an unbelievable price, and their goaltender was fantastic. Absolutely stunning was Matt Murray to get them in the playoffs. Well, he didn't come up with a big save. And the Penguins, they made a couple blunders, and give the Islanders credit. Every time they made those blunders, the Islanders came back, and that Eberle did it to them four games in a row.
Now that the Penguin season is over, will you watch this dude on Jeopardy who's won like 70... How much money is it, Chris?
He's won like 700 grand in only 10 shows.
Yeah, are you into that, Bob?
I know. No, I'm into it. Oh, yeah. I like to play a little. I can't tell you what my scores are every night. I'd be embarrassed to tell you. I lose to my son a lot of the times. But we're watching this guy, and he's cleaning up. What, he went 130 the other day? Yeah.
He's like a big sports. He went 40 for 40 that day. How do you even, if you're going against him, why even bother? Why bother? Why show up? You're not gonna create a miracle there. You're the Penguins going against that Islanders defense. You know he's gonna beat you. He's gonna shut you down.
He's unbelievable. He goes for the high money and then he doubles down on all the daily doubles, and then he's good to go. He gets nothing wrong, and then he's got that goofy smile on his face. So, you know, why not?
Bob, if I went to the sports book tonight and bet on a team to win the Stanley Cup, who would you go with if you were me?
Oh, man, it's so hard, isn't it? You know, I'm going to take Dallas out of the West, and let's go with Carolina out of the East.
Okay,
well,
Bob.
He loves that Carolina pick. You see these eyebrows. If you could see him in this studio, the eyebrows just went up.
I got in early on the jerks. I got in very, very early.
Well, you just saw Oshie go down, right?
Yep.
He's going to be done. And, he did that to a lot of players over his time. I remember when he got Bo Bennett with that shove from behind. Like, I can see it like it was yesterday.
I don't hear a lot of sorrow in your voice there either, I'll be honest.
No.
And I don't really have much myself.
No, I don't have any, to be honest with you. I've seen him hurt a lot of players with that push, and I hate that play because he could not defend himself at all. And he was very fortunate that he was able to get up there. But that's a dangerous play. I don't like to see it. I don't like to see it to anybody, to be honest with you. He got a lot of players in his time.
Bob, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again around the draft. All right, buddy.
Yeah, it sounds great. Thanks for the time, guys. I really appreciate it. I don't know. What do I do now? It's raining. I can't do the mulch.
Call Potash.
Yeah, see what Potash is up to.
I'm sending him an emoji. You know that.
All right.
Bob, see you, Bibbs.
Bob's breakdown. Brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions.
It made me happy to hear him not have any sympathy for Oshie, who's such a little trash bag, isn't he?
How about
the
Carolina 40-1 ticket, Jeff?
Ooh.
Do you really?
$2,000 on the line.
I'm rooting for Columbus very hard, by the way.
When Bob first said that, I thought maybe he just doesn't like you or your money. But Dallas, wow.
That came out of nowhere.
My guy Radulov.
Yep. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly.
I'd take Lovejoy on this team.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.